Well, the rise in cases of COVID-19 has reignited both dissent and shaming over face masks on social media. Let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English, for our weekly social media roundup. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
And what are you seeing online about the face mask debate?
Some extraordinary scenes. For instance, a senior trying to get into a supermarket, tackled by security. The senior falls on the floor. Then he proceeds to run around the aisles because he doesn't want to wear a face mask. A number of online publications are saying that if you hear from the FTBA, the Freedom to Breathe Association, they do not exist. It is made up. If somebody comes along and gives you that card at a store saying, I don't need to wear a mask, that is a made up organization. But a Facebook group that are trying to insist on what they are saying, their rights not to wear a mask. And I'm going to call this the Hobson fake test, Jeremy, because you always say if you look at something and you're not sure if it's true, check for spelling errors. And yes, there is a spelling error on this certificate, this little card that says, I don't need to wear a mask to go into your store. So that is the Hobson fake test. Let me leave one last thought with you on this topic about to wear or not to wear masks. This is Dr. Emily Porter on Twitter. She says, wear a mask. That is, unless you want to be intubated by a gynecology intern, July the 1st, who did her last semester of med school via Zoom. That is a warning.
And by the way, for listeners who were not tuned in last week to our segment, the Hobson fake test is that I was saying that every time there's a troll on Twitter or something is fake news, they usually
spell
things wrong.
Spell.
They just can't spell. Let's talk about Parler, or is it Parlay? This is a new social media network that Republican Senator Ted Cruz is joining to fight against so-called big tech. Listen.
With another presidential election just months away, I'm working in the Senate every day to hold big tech accountable to the American people and to make sure that your voices are heard. That's why I'm proud to join Parler. This platform gets what free speech is all about, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Okay, so Femi, what is Parler and who's using it?
Social media platform looks similar to Twitter, similar to other social media platforms that you may use on as an app. You can message, you can follow people. When you join it, you're offered a number of, I would say, conservative influencers, really well-known conservative influencers, well-known conservative publications. You can follow their feeds. You can comment, you can share. Some people who've been thrown off Twitter, you will now find them on Parler. And what it is giving you is an experience. If you, I would say, have a political point of view that is probably more conservative than most people on Twitter, for instance, you will find a lot of like-minded people on the same platform. Now, Parler isn't saying that we are a political platform. They're not even saying we're a conservative platform. They're saying that we are a community. We're not going to regulate you. You can talk and you've got a freedom of speech, etc. But if you look at it very carefully, you will see a lot of people who have conservative views all on that one platform.
All right, one more thing I want to get to. The British rock legend Rod Stewart has been trending this week for an unusual reason, and his fans have been coming out in full force to defend his honor.
So many fans of Rod Stewart. Who knew? So Maggie Haberman wrote an article, and she used an analogy. She compared President Trump to the Rod Stewart of politicians. He may keep coming up with new material, but deep down, he knows his fans want to hear Wake Up Maggie. So he keeps playing the same tune because he can't stand the thought of them not loving his performance. That was the analogy. Well, the fans were not happy with that. And let me just give you one response back, which sums up the thousands of responses and pushback to Maggie Haberman's article and analogy. This one comes from Triple X, JD Triple X. The song's title is Maggie May. Rod Stewart is one of the best-selling artists of all time, was knighted and inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He had 16 other top 10 singles. He also fabulously covered Motown and Great American Songbook. You are insufferable. That summed up the pushback.
What's your favorite Rod Stewart song?
If you think I'm sexy.
That is Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English.
Can I take that back?
Nope, sorry, too late. Thank you, Femi.
Bye.